Hey, we're on Kaf Vav Amud Beis, the middle of the Gemara here. Okay, so we mentioned in the Mishnah that they would warn the Kohanim that were Amrasim not to touch the Shulchan because the Shulchan can become Tamei. So the Gemara now asks, typically, the Kli Eitz Asui L'Nachas, the whole Kli Eitz, so why do you have to come on to why do you have to tell the Kohanim Amarasim not to touch the Shulchan? Anyways, it's not going to become Tameh because it's a Kli Eitz. The Shulchan is primarily made out of wood, and a Kli Eitz that's a Sui L'Nachas, it's stationary, it has its place and just stays in that one place, doesn't become Tameh. My Taima, where do we see this from? It's a limud from sak, dumya de sak faina. In order to become to be able to kabel tuba, it has to be like a sak, ma sak mitaltel malivarekam. Just like a sak is made in order that it can carry, be moved around when it's either full or empty. So afa kol mitaltel malivarekam. So too, even a kliyetz, it's only can be kabel tuba of something that is moved when it's full or empty. And the Shulchan isn't the case. It's just stationary and it's not moved anywhere. It's in one place. And therefore, it's not going to become a Tumah. So why do they have to warn the Kohanim not to touch it? It's not going to become Tamei Luchor anyways because it's a Kli Eitz. It has it's stationary. So the more answer is, Hai Nami Mitaltol Mali Verekam Hu. It is moved. How so? Kedir Reish Lakish. Dama Reish Lakish. Mai Dixiv Ala Shulchan HaTahor. It's mentioned that the Shulchan HaTahor Michlal, the fact that it calls it Tahor, the Pasuk, Mashbet Shayach Shu Tameh, that it's right, we won't call something Tahor unless it can, there's no other thing it could be, Mashbet, that it could become Tameh. Vamai Kliyeta Sui L'Nachasu, so Reish Lakish Mamish asks this question, why, or how could it become Tameh if it's a Kliyeta, it's a stationary thing? Veina Mechabal Tuma. Ella melameid shemagbin oso umarin lo leole regalim lechem apanim. So we see that it could become in theory tame. Why? Because it is moved. How is it moved? Because they used to pick up the shulchan and show it to the ole regalim, so that you know the lechem apanim that is on the shulchan. V'amrim lehem, and they tell everybody, ruchi baschem lifnei makom. See how dear you are to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Siluka kisiduro. That when it's taken off, siluka, when the lechem is taken off after being there for a whole week, it's kisiduro, it's as warm and fresh as it was when it was put there to begin with the week before. Obviously, b'derech neis. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, neis gadol nasa v'lechem apanim. There's a great neis that used to happen with lechem apanim, kisiduro, Kisiduro kach siluko. The way it was taken off, it was the way it was put on. It was taken off hot, like it was put on hot. Shneimar, as it says, lasum lechem chom biyom hilako. That it was chom, it was warm bread biyom hilako, and it was taken off the shulchan. Okay, it's some Rashi. V'tepikli says Rashi, the inami naguba shulchan. If they would touch it, lo mitame le, it shouldn't become tame. The hakli eta sui lenachas b'makom acher. So it's a stationary thing. Makom acherdu. Dumia the sak bein has to be like sak. The inyan tuma hukshu kli eta l'sak. The ksiv as it says. Kol asher yipol alav as the pasuk mehem b'mosam itma mikol kli eta. Here it says kli eta in the pasuk. O beged o sak. It says sak in the pasuk. Ma sak metaltel nolim areikam yatsa hasui lenachas. To exclude something which is made to be stationary. Therefore, kliyetz amachazik arbeim sa belach shehein kuraim biyavesh. That alpa pisha metaltel reikam v'deinam metaltel mali. Might be moved if it's empty, but it can't be moved when it's full. Sheim is yataltel, and if you will move it, it's mali, it's gonna break. Shaveh. It says shulchan atahor. It says Rashi shemarti shei tahor. That it could be mashma could be tamei miklal shu ra'ui. Lituma, v'lo kliyeta sui l'nachasu, so I can become tuma. So he said, it is moved to show the people. siluka kesidura shel silukol lishabbos haba. When they, the next Shabbos after it's been there a week and they take it off, cham kiyom siduro. It's as warm as when they put it there. Cham biyom hilacho. Says Rashi shei cham biyom hilacho. It's as warm as it is when it's taken away from the al shulchan. Okay. The what?
How are they allowed to move it if it says tamid?
It says tamid.
Tamid.
Right. Yeah. So they said that it's an, it's, they didn't they did, they just like kind of like leaned it. I think it, they didn't the mamish like you know move it around.
They didn't. Did it. The lechem has to be on the shulchan tamid.
Right now, but we didn't. Yeah, that's what we would say. Say that. No, but what we learned yesterday that's mashma that the shulchan has to be stationary. That's what we did say that.
That's inside the heichal, and right. The people were the Ezra's
nashim. Right. No, the Azara. The people in the Azara.
Yeah, up to a point.
Right.
That they possibly see what's going on in the heichal.
Right. Right. No, so that's what they would. No, but they would tilt it in the way that it could be seen or something. Yeah. Okay. But the mice said that we did learn yesterday that it has to be the shulchan has to be.
Had video screen.
Okay. Okay. So why did we say that if it was if it was lenaches right it's in a set thing it wouldn't be come tame typically. That even if it's in a place, it should anyway become tame. Why? Mishima tzipui, because the shulchan was covered with gold, which is like a type of metal. And metal doesn't matter if it's moved or not moved, stationary or not stationary. If something's metal, it can become tame. And since the shulchan was covered with gold, like metal, therefore it should become tame. Because then you don't have to come on to the fact that well they pick it up, they move it, they. You don't. Anyways, it should become tamei because it's covered with metal. The atnan, as we see from the following mishnah and kelim, hashulchan v'dulpaki shenifchatu or shechipen b'shayish nishir behem makom hanachas kosos tamei. So the mishnah says we have basically a frame, like a frame of a table, and then it has this on, and then on top comes the palata, I don't know what you call it, the palata, the surface, okay. So if that thing is broken up, and it's all that's left is a little piece, shaila is it still tame? Or if it's covered, even if it has the whole top, tabletop, but it's covered with shayish, wood, right, but it's covered with shayish, with marble. Marble is evin, and it's not makabel tuma. So it's covered with the shayish, but makom hanachas kosos. But it's not totally covered with shayish. It's still an area, and it's not covered. There's still the wood that you can still put down kosot. Or the whole table that I'm not destroyed. It's still an area that you can put down kosot. Then it's still tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mekom anachas chatikos. It's not enough just to have for kosot. You also have to have a place for putting down pieces of bread and meat as well. It'll be a little bit bigger area. Okay, but if it has that area, then it's still tame. So mashma. So let's say it doesn't have that little area. The whole tabletop was covered with shayish. So then mashma, it's clear, then it wouldn't be tame. Then they say, why not? It's wood. The wood table is kabel tuma because it's covered. So we see from here that the covering is mevasel what's underneath. Okay, and therefore it can't become a tuma because the shayish on top is mevasel what's underneath. So we see that lakula, right? We're being makel that it doesn't mekabel tuma that the covering is mevatel kol shekein lechumra that a covering is mevatel what's underneath it, and therefore here we have a shulchan that's made of wood. It theory should be mekabel tuma, but if it's covered with this metal, so the metal it shouldn't mekabel tuma, right? So the metal because it doesn't move, it's stationary, right? But since it's covered with metal, the metal's mevatel the wood underneath, and it should lechumra. This is called shekein lechumra, and it should become a kabel tuma, right? And if you touch the metal, because the metal's mevatel the wood underneath, and now it's metal, and therefore metal is a kabel tuma. V'chitem shayni aseshitim lechashive. Maybe you'll say, well, it depends on the type of wood that's underneath, right? Yeah, the covering's mevatel what's underneath. But maybe if it's only a cheap wood, But it's a chash of a wood, maybe the cat be mabatulah. Velo batulah. The Gemara says, Hanichal reish lakish de amar loshanu ela bikli achsulagi haba imi medina sayam aval bikli masmim. Right, that's lo batil shapir. So inachanami. So Reish Lakish, in fact, says such a thing that if it's cheap wood underneath, then inachanami, the covering is going to mevatel the shayim, is going to mevatel the wood underneath. But if it's a chashiv wood, the covering is not going to mevatel. So the inachanami. So therefore, we can say the same thing here. The wood of the table, the shulchan in the mizveah in the mishkan is mikveis mikdash is made of chashiv wood. It's sheetim. And therefore, the covering is not going to mevatel it. And therefore, it stays wood, and therefore, that's why it's not mekabel tumah.
Here, the covering is gold, and there, the covering is shayish. Both of it, gold is more choshev than shayish.
Okay. But that's so good. So, according to Reish Lakish, we have a hesber. Okay, that the reason that the metal is zaken is that we're not machshiv the metal, the gold in this case. Why? Because the wood is chashif. However, El Rav Yochanan, the Amar Afilu Bikli Masmi Nami Batli, the Ma'ikal Meima. But according to Rav Yochanan, he doesn't hold by that. He holds it could even be chashif a wood, the metal is mevatle, and in this case, the gold should be mevatle the wood, and therefore the shulchan should become tamei. The Chitema, maybe you want to say, the Kan B'tzipui Omed, Kan B'tzipui She'eni Omed. Then maybe there's a difference between a tzipui that is attached very well, Rashi says with nails, you put it on strongly, or if it's not. If it's tzipui omed, it's really strong, and therefore it's mabatulikli underneath it. But over here by the shulchan, it's b'tzipui she'en omed. It's not put on with the nails, whatever, on the shulchan, so it's not so strong. So maybe because of that, it's not mabatul the kli. And therefore it remains a kli eight, because it's not such a, the tzipui is not on so well. Right. So with nails or whatever, it's not put on like that. So the Gemara says, so that's also no good. Habai mine Reish Lakish, mi Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, b'tzipui omed, o b'tzipui sheine omed. That which we say that the shayish, right, again, is the bottle of the thing underneath. Is that only if it's b'tzipui omed, or is it even a filu b'tzipui ein omed? And b'chofe as levaz bezav, or b'sheino chofe as levaz bezav. And when the covering, does the covering have to also cover, around it there's like a frame around, that like comes up around the edge of the table. Does it have to cover that frame as well, or not? V'amarlein, he answered, it doesn't matter. Lo shna b'tzipui omed, lo shna b'tzipui she'en omed, lo shna b'chofet es levaz bezav, lo shna b'she'en chofet levaz bezav. No matter what, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. What is that the tzipui is mevatel what's underneath it. And therefore, since the gold again is mevatel what's underneath it, the table should still be able to become a tumah because of the metal, the gold that is on it. So again, so why don't we say that it's tummy because of the gold? So Gemara answers: El a shiny shulchan. Shulchan's different because the rachamana karye eight. Because yes, it has a covering. The covering is maybe mevatel what's underneath it. It's metal, but it's still not going to become a kabel tumah because the pasuk calls the shulchan eitz. And okay, as it says, dichtiv hamizbeach. Here we're going to ask why in a second, but here the word mizbeach really means shulchan. Okay, the shulchan is the eitz is called eitz. Eitz shalosh amos gova ve'orko shayim amos u'miktzu asav, and the corners, it's like the feet are low. The arco and its length, the kirosav eighth, and the walls are made of eighth also. The bear a line, the ashulchan ashelif neyashem, and the pasuk in Yechezkel. So here we see that even though it might have a covering, but the pasuk calls it eighth anyways. So we don't makshiv the covering, we call it eighth, and again, if it's eighth and it's not moving, so therefore it should really not be Mekabel Tumah. That's why we have to ask, what's the problem if the Kohenim touch it? And that's why we have to come on to the fact that it's picked up and shown. So now the Gemara asks the question, Pasach Hamizbeach Vesiyam B'Shulchan. The Pasach starts with the word Hamizbeach, and then it ends up with the, talking about the Shulchan. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Damri Tavayu, they both said, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Mizbeach Mechaper Al Adam. What's wrong with the Beis HaMikdash? So the Mizbeach is a kapara for us. But achshav, now that there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, we don't have the Karbanas, so Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper Al Adam. Rashi says it refers to being Machnis Orchi. And when you're Machnis Orchi on your table, so that's your kapara. Okay. So Rashi, but typically, the mekabel tuma v'afilu asui, even if it's not asui l'nachas the shulchan, it still should be mekabel tuma. Why? Mishum tzipuyav, because it's a metal covering. Shum atechad, the kli matechad lo yiskish l'sak, that we don't connect to sak. That's none. The batsar tzipuy yazlin, they go after the covering. Hadul peki is a kisei amikapel, it's a foldable chair, mechusa, or covered in leather. Shechipuyav v'shai, shechipu v'shai, it was covered with marble. The shuv have kli avanim, the marble is evan, so shame coming tuma. The shear behen, but it wasn't totally covered. The hain apticha, whether the what was it wasn't totally broken off, there's still a little piece left. Omina chipoy, or wasn't covered totally. Kedei hanachas kosa to put the kosa down. Tame shadayin roi lemalachavishana, malachavishana could still be used for its original thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer has to be a little bit more area to be tame. Sarich af hanachas chatichos lechem abasar. Vila, if not, lav shulchanu, it's not considered a shulchan. Alma, what do we see from all of this? It's tzipui mavatlu afilu lahakel. That a covering of the table, even lakula, it makes it, it's not makabal tuma anymore. Kol shekein lahakmir, that the covering's gonna lahakmir, mavatlu that's underneath it, and therefore the gold should be mavatlu, the wood underneath it. Lo shanu, says Rashi, hach, diktani tzipui mavatlu, ella, batse, achslagis, this type of wood, it's not chashuv kol kach. Tzipui she'eino omed, she'eino mechuzak b'masmerim, that's not attached with nails. So, yafeh, strongly. But tomar, she'dahu the migdash lav omedu, so the one in the base of migdash, the tzipui on the shulchan was not put on with nails. So therefore, maybe that, but then we said it makes no difference the type of the tzipui is on strong or not, it's all the same. The Vazuzin, we said that's the Safa Shulchan Saviv, it's the frame around the table. Rachamana Karye says Rashi, Afkashu Mitzupa, yes, it's covered with gold, but the Pasuk still calls it a eighth. Shulchano Mechaper Alav, Vachnas Asorkim, as we said. Okay, go on a little bit. We learned in our Mishnah, the Kol Kalim says, Shemimigdash Yesh Lem Shneem, they had reserves. But except for the Mizbeach HaZav and the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, those two things didn't have a reserve, because they didn't need it, because they can't be Mekabel Tuma. And Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, why? Mivnei Shein Karka Karka. Right? Rabbi Eliezer said, the reason is, because they're like ground, and ground is not Mekabel Tuma. So now the Gemara brings the source for this, that the Mizbeach is called Adama. Mizbeach HaNechoshet, where is that? That's a big Mizbeach. How is that called Adama? As it says, Dixiv HaFerish. Right, Mizbach Adama Tasali. So it's called Adama. And what about the other Mizbeach for the Ktorah, the Mizbeach Hazav? There it says, Vayet Tichsiv HaMenorah HaMizbechos. It says Mizbeach in plural, Mizbechos. So therefore, we're makish to two Mizbeach, one to the other. Iskush Mizbechot Zelazeh. And just like the other Mizbeach HaNechoshes, we said, is called Adama. Therefore, we call this other one Adama as well. And therefore, both means Mizbechot are called Adama, and therefore they can't not Mekabel Tuma. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah, V'chachamim Armi B'nei Shein Tzipui. So the V'chachamim, it seems to be, Pashtus, agreed with Rabbi Eliezer, that the Mizbechot are not Tame, but not because they're Karka, but rather V'chachamim Armi, because they are Tzipui, because they're covered. I asked the Gemara, Adarabba, came in the Mitzupi, Ninhu Mitamu. The opposite, Lefet, we saw that something which is covered is Lefet, that would, there's more of a problem, because the covering of vassals was underneath it, we said, or whatever, and therefore, if anything, because it's covered, that would be a reason to make a Tame, not Tahor. So why is the Chachamim saying, no, the reason is because it's Mitzupi. So the Gemara answers, Eima v'Chachamim Mitamim v'Vnei Shei Mitzupi. So first Hesber is, no, the opposite. The Chachamim are not, they're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. They're not saying another reason why it's Tahor. They're saying it is Tameh. We disagree with you. The Mizbechot are not Tahor. They could become Tameh. How could they become Tameh? Because they're covered. That's one Hesber. The Vaisema Rabbanan the Rebbe Yezer Kamre. Ma Daitach Mishum de Mitzupim. Mivdal Bapil Tipui in Gabayhu. So another Hesber is, that the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason why you had to come on to the reason that because it's karka? In other words, pashtus, these mizbechot should be tamei, right? But because they're karka, you know, the adam is okay. And why would you say it should become a tamei? Why? What's the reason why you have to come on to a reason why it's karka? You're gonna, obviously it's because of the tzipui, right? So says the Chachamim back, but the tzipui is batel. To the kli, okay, and therefore, since it's batel to the kli, we don't care about it. And therefore, it says that's not a reason that it's anyways going to tamei. So you don't have to come. You don't have to say tazadama. It's not going to be anyways tamei. Why? Because it's kli ace, whatever, and it's not movable, whatever. Therefore, it's not tamei. Finish. You don't have to come on to reason. Oh, because of dama. Anyways, it's not going to be some tamei. I the sibur is batel. Therefore, there's no reason to come on to have to say the kazir like karka. Okay, says Rashi.
That's the only reason why they're not movable.
What do you mean?
Is because they're like karka. That's the reason why it's not movable.
No, the karka is the. What do you mean? The karka is it's called, you know, the pasuk called it mizbeach adama tasali. It's called an adama.
If
right?
It would be movable, then it would be tamei.
It, right.
So that's the reason, because it's called Mizbech Adama.
No, we're not saying it's karka doesn't mean movable, not movable.
There's no
kesher. Right,
that's not
right. Right, right. No, it happens to be a pasuk. There's a kasher. It's called Adama. Right?
You
so
know that it's not movable from somewhere else.
Yeah, no, because it's not movable. You know, it's a big, heavy thing that's stationary. That's not moved around, and that's it. So they asked that. Even the Shulchan. You moved the Shulchan also. I think the Turi Evan asked that. The Shulchan also is moved. So everything's moved when they pack up and they leave. But we're not talking, obviously we're not talking about when they're packing up and leaving. They're when they're traveling, obviously everything's movable. But after, once it's set up, that's it. It's not like, you know, move it around. It's like, it has its place.
So how would you know that it's not movable unless it would be called Mizbech Adama?
No, it's okay. So you're saying that's not the reason. It's because that's the place for it. And that's it. Not because it's that Adama doesn't have necessarily that's telling me you don't move it. Okay, Rashi says, Adarava Nimitsupi Ninhu, form of four. Haki Garcia Mizbeach Nechoshes, Mizbeach Adama. Hakasuv Karu Adama, the Torah calls it Adama, the Mizbeach. Shemalina love the olas and the shlamim, which is the mizbeach hanachoshes. So we said, the Chachamim said, it's because it's mitzupuin, therefore it's tower. Adarav, mishum mitzupin inu nizmu, the opposite, it should be tamei because of that. The ilav mitzupe, yesh lehem letara, mishum kli eis asui lenachais, like we said. Because if it, as it is, the mizbechot should not be tamei, because they're irregular kli eis, and it's in a stationary place, so it's not tamei because of that. My datech. So he said, what's your reason? The Yafis Taima de Mercarino Nadama. Why did you, Rabbi Eliezer, have to come on to the reason of the Dhamma? Because you would think, we'd become Tama otherwise. Why? I love Achi Mitaim Afagav the Sui Lanakes. Why would Nesha Hain Mitsupi? Because Mitsupi, Ubaila May Marsha Tsipui Mavatlan. And then you have to say that the Mitsipui is Mavatalit, the Havilhuka Kli Mapkut, and therefore it's like Kli Mateches. And therefore it's Tameh. Therefore you have to come on to the reason of Adama to take away the show. No, it's not Mitameh because it's Adama. No, that's not a problem because for that reason. Because Michal Batel Tzipui Lugabayu. It's Batel the Tzipui. The Rachamana Kara Eitz Lukulu. Because it calls the whole the Mifeach like Elash, that it's like Eitz. Uvalav Haki Karanami Loma Kabutuma. And Uvalav Hai Karanami Loma Kabutuma. Therefore, without it, anyway, it's not mekabel tumah because it's a kli eitz, it's a sui lenachet, so finished. And the tzipur is batel, and therefore there's no reason to come on to say because it's mizbeach adamah. Shkayach. Right. So the opposite. And it was there arguing, Mamish was there, and Rabbi Yezer said to Mizbeach, it can't be Kabal Tuma, because Adamo, and answered, no, no, it could be Kabal Tuma.
The eye is not movable.
Well, no, because of the Mitzipur.
But even if
that is that it's not, but that's not Mabata.
But we came up here,
that's
the whole reason why,
that's the Shulchan.
The whole reason why, by the Shulchan, we have to come onto the Tzaris that is able to be moved, and we couldn't say this other reason, the one that's paper gray, the Makabal Toma, is because
don't forget the RSVP about the film.
The Shulchan really, and it has a sepoy, it really should become Tamek as a sepoy. Really, it really should be. The only reason why it isn't is because it's eight. Special pasuk, remember, says eight, and there's a kasuk. Even though it has a sepoy, and it's and the sepoy is not a thing, it should really insult the Mizbeach also.
But we came out, the
Shulchan,
why wasn't it?
Because it's only because it's eight. That's the only reason. Special clear for
Kabbalah. But it should have been but if it was non-movable, would it become Tamek?
With the Tipui, if once it's Mitzupeh, it doesn't matter if you move it or not. Tipui is Tamek, whether you can move it or not, move it or not, it makes no difference. Tipui is going to make it Tamek.
But that's not what the Gemara asks this. The Gemara says, okay, again, the Gemara goes and says that they showed it that it moved. Right? Then the Gemara says, so that's why it became Tamek, because it was movable, right? So now the Gemara goes, that's Tepek Leibishum Tipui. What's the question? It should be Tamek because it's Tipui. Well, what's the question? Tepek Leibishum Tipui. The Gemara just got finished saying it's Tamek because it's moved.
Right, so that's more to ask on it. Why do you have to come on to that?
Why do you have to come on to that tarot?
Right.
Say it
really, right, really, it's not, let's say it's not moved. Right, it's not moved. So therefore, if it's asuila naches, if it's not moved, and then why should it become tame? Maybe let me tame because of the tipui, though.
But that only takes off
asuila naches. Right.
But we had to come out to different, like the Gemara was asking on that teretz, like why do we have to come out to that teretz before of being able to be moved? Because it would have been tame. It would have been Tamei because of Tipui.
Right.
Now, what's that? So, why over here, by the Mizbeach, since it's not able to be moved,
right.
And Tipui makes no difference.
Why?
The Gemara whole ask is, why do we have to come out to the reason why it was Tamei is because it is moved, learned because of Tipui.
Pretty good.
In other words, what? If it wasn't moved, then it wouldn't be a kasha. Then there wouldn't be a kasha. The whole question was, why do you have to come on to the reason is that it's not that it is moved by the Shulchan. Say the reason is because of Tipui. No, it's even without the reason that it's not moved.
Right, it could be not. It's not moved. It's stationary, whatever. But because it's Tipui,
Tipui will make it coming.
Yeah, it would, exactly. Why? Because it said because the metal doesn't have any connection. The only time we bring into the thing about being moved or not moved is only by Kli 8, because it's that we learn from Sak. But metal is not in that puzzle. So this is not in the puzzle. It doesn't have to be metalto, mali, ray, come
in.
The metal
is the puzzle, the egg. So therefore, it
then,
doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
If it's not moving, or whatever, it's stationary. If the metal, because of the metal, it should be tummy because of the metal. The metal is not, because the limud of mali, ray, come is only by eights that we're learning from stuff.
Anything that's mechumel kaka can become tummy.
Well, it depends. Let's see, because it's a tipui. It's not, then it's not damaged. If the what's underneath it is mabatal to the tipui, it's the tipui.
It's not
fruit on the tree. It can't become a kabbal. No, of course, the things of mabatal, the sense of mechubel is not. But this is the tipui. This is covering it. I covered the apples with gold. So the gold can become tame, right?
So a house can become tame.
Well, in theory, I don't know if it's covered with gold or whatever. So then,
aluminum siding, right?
But anyways, we're not talking about your mechubar lakarka. It's not mechubar lakarka here, anyways. I don't know if you can compare, even ask for that. I mean, it's barefoot, not attached. They didn't like put it cemented into the ground. It's movable. It's just that it's not moved, but it is movable. It's not mechubar lakarka. Rasha calls it a dhamma, whatever. It's not, and therefore it's mechubar lakarka. It's not mechubar lakarka. It has a din of. It's not because they're mechubar lakarka. It's mechubar lakarka.
Yeah, but it has a din of
kaka. It has a din.
The chacham will argue and say.